Chapter 12. Urging increasing good actions in later part of life. Allah the Exalted says, Did we not give you lives long enough so that whosoever would receive admonition could receive it, and the warner came to you? 35:57. Ibn Abbas and others said that long enough in the verse means 60 years. The hadith which follows supports this. Others said it means 18 years. Al-Hasan al-Basri, al-Kalbi and Masruq said it means 40 years. It has also been reported by Ibn Abbas and others that whenever the people of Al-Madina turned 40 years of age, they would devote themselves completely to worship. Long enough in the verse has also been interpreted to mean the age of puberty. Ibn Abbas and the majority of Muslim scholars said that the warner in the verse refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Ikrama bin Umayyah and others interpreted this word as the grayness or whiteness of hair. Allah knows better. 112. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu reported, The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah excuses and grants forgiveness to a person until he attains the age of 60 years. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. 1. This hadith makes it evident that Allah does not punish any individual or nation without warning them first. 2. The second point is that a person who is given 60 years of life and yet he neglects the obligations of faith will have no excuse. 3. After the age of 60 years, one must not neglect his religious obligations because then one is closer to death. Although one may die even at a young age, in youth, one is still hopeful of life. After crossing the age of 60, to hope for longer age while leading a sinful life and defying divine injunctions constitute a disastrous conduct. May Allah save us from doing so. 113. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said, Umar radiyallahu anhu used to make me sit with the noble elderly men who had participated in the Battle of Badr. Some of them disliked it and said to Umar, Why do you bring in this boy to sit with us when we have sons like him? Umar replied, Because of the status he has, which you already know about, i.e., belongs to the source of knowledge and the house of the Prophet, peace be upon him. One day, Umar called me and seated me in the gathering of those people, and I think that he called me just to show them of my religious knowledge. Umar then questioned them in my presence, How do you interpret the ayah of Allah? When there comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, against your enemies, and the conquest of Makkah. Someone said that when Allah's help and the conquest of Makkah came to us, we were called upon to celebrate the praise of Allah and ask for His forgiveness. Some others remained silent and did not utter a word. Thereupon Umar asked me, Ibn Abbas, do you say the same? I replied, no. He said, What do you say then? I replied, That is the sign of the Prophet's death about which he had been informed. Allah the Exalted says, When there comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, against your enemies and the conquest of Makkah, so declare the remoteness of your Rabb from every imperfection and ask for his forgiveness. Verily, he is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. On that, Umar radiyallahu anhu said, I do not know anything about it other than what you have said. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. 1. This value of man does not go with the length of age, but with that of intellect, intelligence, knowledge, and consciousness. For this reason, a young boy can have precedence and preference over the elders due to his clear understanding and vast knowledge. 2. When a person gets closer to death, he must devote himself more and more to the praise and glorification of Allah and beg pardon from him. 114. Aisha radiyallahu anha said, After the revelation of the surah, when the help of Allah comes to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, against your enemies, and the conquest of Makkah, 110:1, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, used to recite in every prayer, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika alhamdu maghfirli. Far removed you are from every imperfection, our Rabb, and all praise is for you. Forgive me, O Allah. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Another narration is, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, recited frequently in bowing and prostration, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghfirli. Far removed you are from every imperfection, our Rabb, and all praise is for you. Forgive me, O Allah. He elucidated that it has been commanded in the Noble Quran to recite, So, glorify the praises of your Rabb and ask for His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. Verse 110:1. And He, the Messenger of Allah, acted upon it. According to the narration in Muslim, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, frequently recited these words just before he passed away. Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika, astaghfiruka wa atuba alayka. Aisha radiyallahu anha asked him, O Messenger of Allah, what are these new words which I hear from you repeatedly? He replied, A sign has been appointed for me relating to my people that I should repeat these words at the sight of that sign. Then he recited Surah An-Nasr. Another narration in Muslim related from Aisha radiyallahu anha is, Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, often recited, Glory be to Allah and praise be to him. I seek forgiveness of Allah and turn to him in repentance. I said to him, O Messenger of Allah, I hear you recite frequently. O Allah, you are free from every imperfection, our Rabb, and all praise is for you. I seek forgiveness of Allah and turn to him in repentance. He replied, My Rabb has informed me that I would soon see a sign regarding my people. Whenever I see it, I repeat this statement more often of his glorification and praise and beg pardon of him and turn to him. Now I have witnessed the sign. The revelation of Surah An-Nasr and the victory is the conquest of Makkah. When there comes the help of Allah to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, against your enemies, and the conquest of Makkah, and you see that the people enter Allah's religion, Islam, in crowds, so glorify the praises of your Rabb and ask His forgiveness. Verily, He is the one who accepts the repentance and who forgives. 110:1-3. Commentary. 1. Acceptance and approval of reciting the words Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghfirli in ruku and sujood respectively instead of the words Subhana Rabbil Alazim and Subhana Rabbil Ala. 2. One must express his gratitude to Allah whenever he receives a blessing from him. 115. Anas radiyallahu anhu said, Allah, the Rabb of honor and glory, sent revelation to His Messenger, peace be upon him, more frequently before His death than at any other time. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. During the last days of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the abundance of Wahi, revelation, was an indication that he was about to leave this world. 116. Jabir, radiyallahu anhu said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Everyone will be raised in the condition in which he dies. Muslim. Commentary. This hadith has a meaning similar to the one quoted at another place, which signifies that if a person dies performing good deeds, he will have a good end. And the one who dies in misdeeds, he will come to a bad end. It is therefore necessary that one should always avoid disobedience of divine injunctions, especially in old age and illness, because one may fall in the clutches of death at any time.